KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Is being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And now taking a look at sports, starting off with high school football from last night. The game we had for you was an eight-man game down in Tabor, and the Audubon Wheelers fought hard in that hard-hitting game at Fremont Mills, but came up on the short end, 39-21 the final as the Knights win it. It was a game of big momentum changes as the Knights raced out to an early 20-0 lead before the Wheelers rallied back to lead it 21-20. The Knights then took advantage of some Wheeler mistakes to capture the win in the fourth quarter. Jagger Powers opened the game with a bang for Fremont Mills with a 65-yard touchdown run on the first offensive play. The Wheelers nearly answered right back on their first drive, but Ethan Clucky had a ball squeezed through his hands in the end zone on a fourth down attempt. The Knights turned that opportunity into more points with a 51-yard pass play that set up a 13-yard Mason Venata touchdown run. The Knights got another TD from Jagger Powers to lead 20-0 after a missed PAT. The Wheelers then started their rally with a freshman at quarterback. Skylar Schultes was knocked out of the game with a concussion late in the first quarter, and freshman Gavin Smith and newcomer Caden Smith would take the snaps the rest of the way. Gavin Smith hooked up with Ethan Clucky on a 31-yard touchdown pass with 4:39 left in the first half to give the Wheelers some hope. They then started off the second half in flawless fashion. They drove down the field in 11 plays and scored on a Caden Smith touchdown run to cut the lead to 20-14. The Wheelers forced a three and out by the Knights and then rode Caden Smith down the field for another score to take the lead after the PAT at 21-20. Three straight possessions would end in fumbles, with Audubon losing two and Fremont Mills coughing up one. The Knights would benefit from great field position on the last fumble that set them up at the Audubon 21-yard line with 11:21 left in the game. Mason Venata used a nifty run to punch it in and regain the lead for FM at 26-21. The Knights then backed the Wheelers up deep on their next possession with a penalty and a play for loss. The Wheelers had to make Gavin Smith attempt to punt from the back of his own end zone, and the kick was blocked. The Knights recovered on the Audubon 2-yard line. After a penalty stepped them back, the Knights got it home with Jagger Powers' third touchdown of the game. A turnover on downs would set the Knights up for their final score, an 18-yard run by Seth Malcolm. The Knights were able to overcome losing a 20-point lead for the second week in a row and improved to 1-1 with the win. They'll take on Clarinda Academy in district play next week. Audubon falls to 1-1 and will now open district play with another tough game against Exira EHK coming up next Friday night. If you'd like to rewatch that game as well and listen to our broadcast, you can check out that post on our Facebook page, KJN AM 1220. You can watch back to that one from last night. In other high school football scores from last night's action, Atlantic was home at the Trojan Bowl to open up their homestand, and they fell to Creston Orient Maxburg. 43-20, the final score there, as Creston able to use the ground game to run past the Trojans, as they also took advantage of some turnovers by Atlantic to set up some scores and come away with that 43-20 win. In other action in the class of 4A, it was Denison Schleswig 42-6 over Abraham Lincoln, and Thomas Jefferson beat Sioux City North 99-81. That's a new all-class record for combined points scored in any class for high school football in the state of Iowa. And TJ with the most points ever scored by an 11-man team there with that 99. And they also rushed for over 700 yards in the game, which is a single-game record as well. So all kinds of offensive records falling down in that one. Not a lot of defense as Thomas Jefferson wins it. Once again, 99-81 over Sioux City North. In other Class 3A action last night, it was ADM 13-10 over Perry. Bishop Heelan beat Glenwood 21-7. Bondurant Farrar outlasted Winterset 40-39 in the final in three overtimes. Denison Schleswig was a 42-6 winner over Abraham Lincoln. Lewis Central beat Carlisle 42-7. And Sergeant Bluff Luton rallied back to beat Harlan 34-32. In other scores, in Class 2A, it was OABCIG 28-13 over Esack County. Greene County topped Nevada 38-10. Red Oak was a 28-21 winner over Clarinda. AHSDW 45-0 over Shenandoah. And South Central Calhoun 36-6 over Kemper Catholic. Of course, a lot of either cross-district games or some cross-class games from last night, so you might hear some of these scores twice. As we move into Class 1A scores, it was Earlham 25-22 over West Central Valley. IKM Manning beat Underwood 28-26. I-35 over Mount Air 28-13. Missouri Valley beat Logan Magnolia 14-7. OABCIG 28-13 over Esack County. Panorama was a 53-8 winner over Manson Northwest Webster. Red Oak topped Clarinda 28-21. It was St. Albert 30-20 over Trainer. Tri-Center beat Maple Valley Anthonoto Charter Oak Ute 37-0. Van Meter tops top-ranked Pella Christian. They knock off the number one team. Van Meter wins it 27-7. Woodbird Academy was a 13-8 winner over ACGC. In games involving Class A schools, it was HSTW 45-0 over Shenandoah. Clark of Osceola, 38-12 win over Nottoway Valley. Earlham beat West Central Valley, 25-22. Missouri Valley, 14-7 over Logan Magnolia. It was Southwest Valley, 25-14 over Central Decatur. St. Albert, 30-20 over Trainer. Tri-Center, 37-0 over Maple Valley. West Monona, 30-14 over Galen Catholic of Lamars. Westwood was a 55-8 winner over Riverside. And Woodbury Central beat Ridgeview, 26-22. In Class 8-man, it was Arweva 61-6 over Woodbine. Cam beat Stanton 54-28. East Mills 62-50 over Lamoni. East Union beat Griswold 28-12. Exira EHK was a 43-8 winner over Sydney. And it was Glidden Ralston 42-21 over River Valley. Kingsley Pearson 63-12 over West Harrison. Mormon Trail 60-40 over Essex South Page. Newell Fonda beat Coon Rapids Bayard 37-26. Southeast Warren 58-8 over Clarinda Academy. Remsen St. Mary's beat Bowyer Valley 58-14. And Worth County, Missouri was a 70-12 winner over Bedford. And of course, the game we already mentioned for you, Fremont Mills 39-21 over Audubon. That's all your high school football scores from last night. If you missed any of those scores, they all are up on our sports page at KJN.com. In college football from last night, there were some games on the slate, including a couple of Big Ten contests, as Wisconsin picked up a 34-3 win over Western Kentucky. Michigan State survived a scare as they needed a late score to top Utah State. The final 38-31 as Michigan State wins it. Stanford picked up a 31-10 win over San Diego State. Syracuse gets by Western Michigan 55-42. It was Eastern Michigan over Monmouth 51-17. Duke topped Army 34-14. Nevada was a 72-19 winner over Portland State. And Colorado beat Colorado State 45-13. Big slate on tap here for us today as the real first full weekend of college football is upon us. And Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz was pleased this week when he was informed that a few of his players did not even know he was on the verge of becoming Iowa's all-time leader in wins. The Hawkeyes host Northern Illinois, and Ferentz could surpass Hayden Fry with his 144th victory.
The thing I've asked our team to do is let's just focus on what's going on right now, and that's what I'm going to try to do, too. This is our only opportunity for the 2018 team to kick it off and have our first game. And it's going to take every bit of our preparation, our focus, and our effort to come out on this thing on top. So that's really where I'm trying to focus right now.
With both starting tackles suspended, the offense faces an even more daunting task. The trio of Dalton Ferguson, Mark Kallenberger, and Levi Paulson will look to fill the void. Ferguson is a former walk-on and a fifth-year senior.
You know, I mean, we got five spots out there, so, you know, anybody can start the rest of the season. So it's a wide-open deal, and Mark the same way, Levi the same way. And, you know, I mean, that's what they came here for, is to play football. So I think they get it.
Ferentz says the Northern Illinois defense made major strides a year ago, led by the nation's leader in tackles for loss and defensive end Sutton Smith.
You know, they have a certain DNA. in terms of the way they like to do things, and then the guys playing really make the difference. And they've got some really good active players, and it's always good if you're active and tough up front. And I certainly would describe them that way.
Our pregame coverage begins at 12:30 here on KJN, kickoff at 2:30 there from Kinnick Stadium. We'll have it here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. Iowa State takes high expectations into their season opener against South Dakota State. The Jackrabbits open ranked third in the FCS poll.
You're beyond impressed of the opponent that's coming in. So I've got a great deal of respect for South Dakota State. I love how they play. I love the culture that they play with, and I think it's a great opponent for us to kick start the season.
Defense was responsible for ISU's rise in 2017, and Coach Matt Campbell says that unit will be tested by an offense led by senior quarterback Taryn Christian.
I'm beyond impressed with his ability to move, his ability to create big plays. Their success comes from his ability to create those big plays. And I'll tell you, I don't know if I could be any more impressed with a young man that's had a four-year career like he has and what he's been able to do there. As his level of play has risen, so has their success.
Campbell says the Cyclones must navigate another tough schedule.
We get tested of that starting on Saturday. So when you play a schedule like that and you don't have, there's not a lot of grace period. There's not a lot of opportunity for you to just ease into the college football season. I think it's critical to our success to be able to do those things.
And the Cyclones and the Jackrabbits will kick off at 7 o'clock tonight at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames. Northern Iowa opens up their season on the road at Montana. That'll be an 8 o'clock kickoff tonight here Central Time. And Drake is at home to take on William Jewell College. That's a 6 o'clock kickoff this evening in Des Moines. And some of the other notable games on the slate here today, it'll be Ohio State hosting Oregon State. Oklahoma is at home to take on Florida Atlantic. TCU will play host to Southern. Texas is at home to take on Maryland. It will also be in other top 25 action. Second-ranked Clemson hosting Furman. Third-ranked Georgia hosts Austin Peay. Ninth-ranked Auburn takes on sixth-ranked Washington today. They're at Auburn. West Virginia is at home to take on Tennessee. West Virginia, 17th ranked in the country. 15th ranked USC is home to face UNLV as well in college football play here today. And also another one of the marquee matchups is 12th ranked Notre Dame hosting 14th ranked Michigan. In baseball yesterday, the game we would have had for you had we not had high school football. Paul DeYoung hit a 3-run homer and a 2-run single for a career-high 5 RBIs, helping Austin Gomber and the Cardinals pound the Reds 12-5. Matt Carpenter hit his NL-best 35th homer as St. Louis pulled within 3.5 games of the NL Central leading Chicago Cubs. That's because the Cubs fell in 10 innings to the Phillies by a final of 2-1. Other National League scores, Milwaukee 4-1 over Washington, Pittsburgh 3-2 over Atlanta, the Dodgers beat Arizona 3-2, San Diego 7-0 over Colorado, San Francisco 7-0 over the Mets. In the American League, Ryan O'Hearn homered in among his 3 hits and drove in 4 runs, Whit Merrifield scored 3 runs, and the Royals beat the Baltimore Orioles 9-2 in a matchup of the two teams with the worst records in the majors. Other American League scores, the Yankees 7-5 over Detroit, Cleveland 3-0 over Tampa Bay, it was Minnesota 10-7 over Texas, the White Sox 6-1 over Boston, the Angels beat Houston 3-0, and Oakland 7-5 over Seattle, and in one interleague game it was Toronto 6-5 over Miami. Baseball news, the playoff contending Yankees have acquired former NL MVP Andrew McCutchen from the Giants for 2 prospects. The teams announced the deal Friday, the last day for trades to be done for players to be eligible for the postseason. San Francisco is getting infielder Abiadol Avellino and right-hander Juan DePaula, and is also sending cash to New York. McCutchen is hitting .255 with 15 home runs, 55 RBIs, and 13 stolen bases in his first season with the Giants. Pacific Coast League Baseball, Omaha beat New Orleans 3-0, Round Rock 6-5 over the I-Cubs in 10 innings. Omaha is at New Orleans this evening at 7 o'clock, and Round Rock at Iowa for a 7 o'clock start here tonight as well at Principal Park. And in tennis, the 30th tour-level meeting between the Williams sisters turned into one of the most lopsided of them all. Serena Williams crushed her sister Venus Williams 6-1, 6-2, and cruised into the fourth round at the U.S. Open. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Has been brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.